You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. How is everybody doing today on St. Patrick's Day week of all weeks? Hope you're all doing great. Thank you for coming back. And of course, I am your host, Ethan Smith, who you know always does the most. And on today's podcast, we're going to get into some fun stuff. We're going to talk about my 2021 fantasy baseball team today. And somebody's going to be getting called out today, and I think he already knows because I kind of got a little upset yesterday, but it's okay, we'll be all right. And then we're going to also talk about who the Pirates opening day starter in Wrigley Field could or should be. We're going to be going into a lot of fun stuff today here on Locked On Pirates, a part of the Locked On Sports Network, your team every day. And before we get started today, as always, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That is LOCKED and the number 15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. So no longer 20, but you're still getting 15%, so can't really complain too much, right? Make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and check out their bracket as well. They have a bracket of all their fun flavors that they always use, so make sure you check that out as well. And on the podcast today, let me go ahead and pull it up for you real quick. So yesterday we have a 16 team league in our in the Locked On MLB format, and I had the number 3 overall pick. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I had the number 3 overall pick. I was very excited and happy to have that pick and have the option of taking it. So, at number 3, I was able to pick up Fernando Tatis Jr., star shortstop from the San Diego Padres. Of course, I'm expecting him to be my big guy. I'm expecting him to be the guy who gets me a lot of points and maybe leads me to victory. Following that, I ended up taking Corey Seager, so I went back-to-back shortstop, and I will go ahead and give the disclaimer that this was indeed my first time ever doing a fantasy baseball league. So, for me, it was very interesting how my team did end up playing out just because I've never done it before, and I know I posted it on Twitter at Locked On Pirates yesterday, and some of you guys gave your thoughts, especially on my pitching staff. So, I didn't go very heavy on pitching. My top pitcher right now is Julio Urias, the pitcher from the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think he will do pretty well. I also took a Rookie of the Year candidate in Sixto Sanchez. Thought that was a pretty fun pick as well from the Miami Marlins. Chris Bassitt from the Oakland Athletics. Jason from Locked On A's said that was a very good pick. Nathan Eovaldi from the Boston Red Sox, really hoping he can stay healthy. Matthew Boyd from the Detroit Tigers. Archie Bradley, who is a Phillies pickup, who is likely going to be their closer. I found out yesterday from a lot of people that closing in fantasy baseball is a very important asset to getting a lot of points and bringing down your ERA. But one of the very big acquisitions I think I made, and it's going to be one that's not going to really take shape until probably June or July, was Noah Syndergaard. I was able to pick him up very late in the draft just because of his injury with Tommy John surgery. He will probably not be back until about June or July, but I was able to get him and put him on IL. And I also am not going to say who I have on waivers just in case any of the opposing owners are listening today, but I do have another pitcher on waivers that I'm very surprised I did not get drafted that I think will be a good asset to my team as well. So, I mean, that's my pitching staff. It's not great. Connor Newcomb, who we've also done a crossover with at Locked On Orioles, probably has the best pitching staff just because it's pretty much what he took with almost every single one of his top picks. But I mean, some other names that I have in here, and these are going to get kind of funny. I mean, I have Travis d'Arnaud at catcher, the polar bear Pete Alonso at first base, Brandon Lau from the Tampa Bay Rays at second, Kyle Seager along with Corey Seager, so I have the Seagers, Fernando Tatis Jr., who I mentioned earlier, Yuli Gurriel, the first baseman from the Houston Astros, George Springer, Toronto's big acquisition in the offseason, former Pittsburgh Pirate, this one stung a little bit, but I said, hey, why not, Austin Meadows, Charlie Blackmon from the Colorado Rockies. I think he will be the second best hitter on that team behind Trevor Story. Andrew McCutchen, another former Pirate, as my utility guy, outfielder slash designated hitter. And then two Pirates, Brian Reynolds and Colin Moran. So that rounded out my team. What's one name that you guys didn't hear? I'll let you guess for a second. Yeah, if you guessed right, you did not hear Key Brian Hayes. My team's name is Locked On Hayes because I was very, very adamant about wanting him. I know that I wanted to get him at some point, but I didn't want to take him number 3 overall. But in hindsight, if I wanted him that bad, I probably should have. But the wonderful Sean Woodley, who is our coordinator over here at the MLB channel, took Key Brian Hayes while I was wearing a Toronto Raptors jersey last night during our draft. Big thing about him is he's from Canada and he's a huge Toronto fan. And then he went to go watch the Raptors game and left the call that we had and acted like it was nothing. It was one of the big highlights yesterday of many things, but I've already sent a trade offer to him that he did refuse. He said he wants to see how Hayes plays to begin the year. I already told him he's going to be damn good. So it's likely that I don't get Key Brian Hayes on Locked On Hayes. So send me your good fantasy baseball name since I need a new one now. And I mean, it's all fun and banter. I think my team is pretty good in the hitting department, not so much in the pitching department, but I can always move some things around if I wanted to trade like Charlie Blackmon for someone. I could probably do that and then slot in Brian Reynolds. There's a lot of things I do, but you guys, let me know what you think of my fantasy baseball team. If you have to look it up, go ahead. I thought it was good. I thought I did okay for my first time, but I'm going to bet on my team to do well. Just like you should use betonline.ag. There is only one place we has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKED15 for your 50% welcome bonus. Keep in mind, guys, Selection Sunday was yesterday, so March Madness is in full swing. The NBA season will be going to the playoffs pretty soon. Even the NHL playoffs and the MLB regular season start soon. You can even bet on the NFL draft. You can bet on a bunch of different things. Make sure you use betonline.ag to do so. And when we come back, we are going to talk about what pitcher should the Pittsburgh Pirates be starting on opening day against the Chicago Cubs and why, and we will be right back. Alrighty, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. Again, I am your host, Ethan Smith, and right before the break, I did mention that March Madness is about to start this Thursday. Make sure you join the Locked On Sports Network Bracket Challenge. We are doing a bracket challenge on ESPN. The link can be found on the bottom of this episode. I will be posting it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And yeah, make sure, I mean, who you guys think is going to win? Gonzaga looks like a consensus favorite going into the tournament undefeated. Illinois just won the Big Ten championship yesterday and is also a number one seed along with fellow Big Ten rival Michigan. I mean, there's a lot of different teams that could do some stuff. We also have some intriguing matchups. One of my favorite ones, honestly, is going to be possibly in the second round if Loyola Chicago gets a chance to really do something as well. And it's going to be very fun to see what happens. So now moving on, one thing that we've been seeing today is the prospect of who is going to be pitching opening day for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it's been on Twitter a little bit, but it just really depends on what the management decides to do. And for me, it really just depends. Like, it really does. When you go into the prospect of certain things, there has been no decision that was released on Twitter today. They are reevaluating it. There's, of course, they don't even really know who's going to be in the rotation yet. But, I mean, there's probably three candidates for that starting pitching position. I would say it would probably be Mitch Keller, Stephen Brault, and Chad Kuhl. Those three guys are easily up there. They're probably the three guys that you would need to look at the most. And they're the three guys that have the best chance. Now, when you look at it, Mitch Keller is probably the one that everybody would like the most, but I'm not really sure if they're going to do that. Now, I think Keller is going to be more in the middle of the rotation rather than being the ace, per se. So then that leaves Chad Kuhl and Stephen Brault. Joe Musgrove, for the last couple of years, has been kind of the guy to start opening day. But of course, he's not here anymore. So when you look at Brault and Kuhl, I mean, they've both been pretty solid in spring training so far for the most part. And, I mean, I would say it'll probably be Steven Brault, just off the fact of the season that he had last year to end the year. As we look at his 2021 stats so far, I mean, he's 1-1, all that good stuff. But, I mean, in his career, I mean, he's 9-3 with a 4.43 ERA. Like, I mean, that's not bad. And that's in 26 games. So I really think Steven Brault will probably get the nod. I mean, last year in 2020, he didn't have a win or a loss in his three starts, but he did post a 4.15 ERA. And, I mean, you also look at the idea that, I mean, he only pitched four innings last year. But I think he will get the nod. Chad Kuhl will probably start the next day. Obviously, we will probably be figuring this out in the coming days. But, I mean, that would be what I would think would happen. So, that does set up, though, the interesting idea of what's going to happen. And, also, Quinn Priester, as I'll go ahead and mention this, I believe, is slated to be making his spring training debut in a couple of days, I believe. Tyler Anderson started today against the Baltimore Orioles. I believe that game is still going on while I'm recording. I also think Quinn Priester is scheduled today as well, but I'm not sure. If he did or if he does, I haven't been listening. I have been at work. But, I mean, Quinn Priester is definitely the highest touted prospect to be coming up for the Pittsburgh Pirates pitching-wise, ahead of, like, Brennan Malone and Carmen Maginski. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they play with him. And going back to the rotation again, I've talked about this, about what I think it's going to be. It's probably going to be in the order of Brault, Kuhl, Mitch Keller, Tyler Anderson, Trevor Cahill. There's a very big possibility that Miguel Yajure fits himself in that fold as well. As I've mentioned, that there's probably going to be the idea of a six-man rotation this year, because I don't think a lot of pitchers are going to be pitching 200 innings after the shortened year last year. But who knows? We really don't know. And, I mean, it's going to be very fun to see. It's going to be very interesting to see as well. But, I mean, either way, the pitching staff is kind of built around three top-heavy guys and two veterans. So that's where we're at. And Built Bar, by the way, is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order, as I mentioned earlier. So you guys make sure you go do that. Also, make sure on Saturday that you, or not Saturday, I'm thinking of the weekend already, guys, and it's Monday, but make sure on Wednesday, you check out our division crossover day. That is every Wednesday. Last Wednesday was my week off. I will be back next week posting that for you. I will be doing all of that. And I mean, next Wednesday, March 24th, the Locked On MLB podcast begins one of our biggest events of the year, the Locked On MLB Division Preview Series. All of our local experts in every market answer the biggest questions around each team. There's no better or easier way to get baseball smart before opening day. Subscribe today to Locked On MLB on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, I don't know what we're talking about. I wish I did. I really don't. But I will be posting tomorrow, and then Wednesday, you will have me and Sean Sears from Chicago Cubs, Locked On Cubs, obviously, talking about stuff tomorrow. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday. Thank you so much, and tune in tomorrow, guys. Thank you.